This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Oh, man, it's a great news day today in Trump land. There's so much to tell you about, so much. So let's just begin. I'll just open the show by telling you all the news out there. First of all, it's not breaking news or anything, but you know we won in Mississippi last night. Big victory in Mississippi for Cindy Hyde-Smith, the new United States Senator of Mississippi. Some would say she's reelected, but they appointed her to fill the last year of a sick and old Republican. And she winds up winning and winning big. And the result is 53-47 is our lead. In the United States Senate, we have basically a six-vote lead. It's wonderful. Now we don't have to worry about Murkowski and Collins. We just get everything rammed through that we want in the United States Senate. You can't do much with the Democratic House, but what you can do is you could pass all the judges you want, fill the federal courts, stock the federal courts, ram through the federal courts with conservative judges, and, of course, any cabinet member you need, like an attorney general, boom, we got them. 53-47, liberals think they beat us in the House. It doesn't matter. We got what we wanted, 53-47, big lead in the United States Senate. And we also got what we wanted. Nancy Pelosi wins the fight for Speaker. She is the next Speaker of the House, and I love it. Remember, there's a reason why Donald Trump, the king of psychology, fought on behalf of Nancy Pelosi. She deserves it. Let's give it to her. She earned it. It's hers. Now we can just torture her nonstop for the next 2 years. Nancy Pelosi is just the most perfect, sitting loser at the top of their ticket you could ever want. God couldn't grant you a better person, so it's fantastic. That's why Trump fought for her. The Dow Jones Industrial up 617 points today, and the best 3 days in over 2 years. A great run of the Dow, 617 points up today. The reason why, because Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve, Trump got in his head, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell, and Trump told him, you got to stop this. You're going to ruin the economy. You're going to be responsible for ruining the economy. The market was going down for one reason and one reason only, and that's the Fed. And Powell got the message, and he announced today in a speech that we're right about where we need to be. I won't be doing any more major raising of interest rates, and the market just exploded. Some more important things to know about. Berkeley professor wants to end student evaluations after white male teachers scored the highest. Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know? Doesn't that vindicate everything I ever say? White male teachers are the best, according to liberal student evaluations. At Berkeley, they beat out female teachers. They beat out black teachers. They beat out Hispanic teachers. They beat out gay teachers. They beat out Muslim teachers. They beat out Native American teachers. White males rule, according to the liberal students of Berkeley. So the response to that is, well, there's got to be something wrong. This has to be racism. So we got to end the evaluations. We can't allow this anymore because they're evaluating white males too well. You know, too good, too high. Can't do that. That's liberalism at its finest. That's proof that liberalism is a mental illness. All Wayne Root cares about, I don't care if white males did better. I don't care if black males did better. I don't care if black females did better. I don't care if Hispanic transsexuals did better. All I care about is that the best is rewarded. At all times, the best is rewarded. Performance is rewarded. Whoever does the best should be the winner. And so if a white male wins, you say, do over. We can't allow it. It's racism. No, that must mean white males are better. The white males win that specific race. Now move on to the next race. Maybe black females will win that race. Whatever it is, let the results stand. I'm normal. I'm common sense. These people, I'm from Mars. They're from Uranus. Liberal heads explode. President Trump today retweets an image of Obama, Hillary, Holder, Huma, and Mueller behind bars. If only he would do it, you know? If only he would actually do it. That's the thing. Instead of just tweeting out things like that, go do it. Now, maybe he couldn't do it because he had a problem at Attorney General with Jeff Sessions. Maybe. We'll find out. But I think it's great that the President of the United States retweets that little meme that we've all seen with Obama, Hillary, Holder, Huba, and Mueller behind bars. The President himself retweeted it. That's hilarious. Trump also threatens to declassify devastating Carter Page FISA docs and other records from Mueller's probe. President Trump told the New York Post in an Oval Office interview Wednesday he will declassify documents that will be devastating for the deep state and Democrats if they harass him with more probes. President says he's waiting for the perfect time to declassify the Carter Page FISA docs, because if he already did, it would have been yesterday's news. If they go down the presidential harassment track, if they want to go and harass the president and the administration, I think that would be the best thing that would happen to me. I'm a counterpuncher, and I will hit them so hard that they've never been hit like that in their lives. I just don't understand why you didn't do this before the election. The Republican Party would have won everything if you released this before the election. Here's another great story. Oh, today is like the greatest stories ever. I don't know how to get to them all. There was this big thing after the synagogue shooting. I remember, I am Jewish. And there was this big thing after the synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh that Muslims united for the Jews. Oh, they're such wonderful people, the Muslims. They're just wonderful. And they actually took ads that said, Muslims unite for Pittsburgh synagogue. Donate to the shooting victims' families. And you click here and you donate. And then there's a picture of the Jewish star. And next to it, the Muslim symbol, the crescent star. And it was so loving. Kumbaya, let's hold hands. I love you, my Muslim friends. And I looked at it and said, are you kidding me? What a scam. What's the scam? There's got to be a scam. The rest of the world is a bunch of utter rubes, I swear to God. You mean you didn't know it was a scam? Muslims don't raise money for Jews. Unfortunately, sadly, I wish it wasn't true, but far too many Muslims hate Jews. They don't raise money for Jews. They were just looking at it to be a PR bonanza, a PR extravaganza, a PR scam, and even I wasn't negative enough. See, I thought it was just a PR scam that they would do it once, raise money for the Jews that died and their families, and they would claim how wonderful they are. The sweet Muslims held hands with the Jewish people. But in reality, it wasn't just a PR scam. It was a total scam. The money wasn't given to the Jews. Islamic group were... So I wasn't even cynical enough. I didn't think they were outright stealing the money. They were. Islamic group raises $238,000 following Pittsburgh synagogue shooting. $155,000 of it went to a local mosque. $10,000 went to the synagogue. The Islamic group Celebrate Mercy raised over $238,000 for the Tree of Life Synagogue after a crazed anti-Semite and Trump hater, by the way, murdered 11 Jews during a Saturday morning service in October. $10,000 of it went to the Jewish synagogue. $155,000 went to the Islamic Center of Pittsburgh. It's not clear what happened to the rest. Now, I could tell you what I think happened to the rest, but they probably ripped me off radio and I'd never speak to you again. So I'm not going to say anything about the rest. I'm just going to say it's the greatest scam I've ever heard. Sounds like Bernie, what was his name? Bernie Madoff. God, there's so many names to remember in my head. Bernie Madoff. What a scam. Muslims love the Jews, so let's make believe we love the Jews, and let's pick up $238,000. Let's give $10,000 to the Jews, and we'll keep the other $228,000 for ourselves and our families and our mosque. Wow, you did a lot for the Jews. You're great people. And then here's some more interesting news. Some migrant caravan members are self-deporting as frustration grows in Tijuana. Good job, Tijuana, Mexico. Good job. Because you know we'll cut off the border. And if we cut off the border, your country is done. Okay? You ever see those little heads that go up and down in cars? Those little heads, little Chihuahua heads? That's Mexico. That's how strong Mexico is. Think of Mexico as a little stuffed make-believe chihuahua, and its head is going up and down. And if someone wants to, they can lop the head right off. That someone is Uncle Sam, Donald Trump, and the United States government. If we want to, we could shut off the Mexican border, and Mexico will learn who is important to whom. Okay, I hope I did the right English there, because I was never known for English. I got into Columbia for my debate abilities, not my English abilities. But Mexico will learn who is the boss and who is taking the orders. Mexico, we're the boss, and you're taking the orders. From now on, there's a new sheriff in town. I realize under Obama, Obama was, you know, letting you do whatever you wanted to do. Obama was the chihuahua with his head lopping up and down. But now the times have changed, how things have turned, how the worm has turned, and you're not the boss anymore. And we'll shut down your border. And we'll bring your entire economy to a standstill. That's how things go in the real world. That's how corporations treat weaker corporations. That's how you make money. That's how you establish dominance and power. And so there it is. Migrant caravan members self-deporting as frustration grows in Tijuana. Good. I'm glad there's frustration. And then what are they hiding? The illegal aliens are all males waiting for food. And they turn their backs to the cameras and hide their faces. Why? Because they're wanted in their country for murder. Maybe they're wanted in their country for rape. Maybe, unlike Brett Kavanaugh, they really did gang rape women in their home country. Maybe they're gang raping them as they move up Mexico. Maybe they're going to come to America and murder and rape and sell children into sex trafficking rings and sell drugs and traffic in drugs and hook Americans on drugs. So they don't want their faces in a database now, or maybe they already did it in the country they came from and their face is already in a database. But at a food line in Tijuana of illegal immigrants waiting to sneak into the U.S., it is all male, and half of the line looks the other way while being filmed by the media. They put their hands over their face and they turn away. What are they hiding? And then there's a great not guilty verdict for a Marine. We'll get to that when we get back. He shot at an armed invader breaking into his home. And in Michigan, the prosecutor, I keep trying to tell you, there are FBI agents that are bad guys. There are prosecutors that are bad guys. There are DAs that are bad guys. There's CIA that are bad guys. There's DOJ that are bad guys. You think of someone who wears a suit and carries a badge, they're good guys. That was the old way of thinking. America's not like that anymore. Liberals have infiltrated everything, and there's bad guys everywhere. And a DA chose to prosecute a guy, a Marine who shot at an armed invader breaking into his own home. Can you imagine how dirty that prosecutor's got to be? We got to punish that prosecutor. Someone's got to really gain accountability in this country again. Can you imagine wanting to prosecute a Marine who shot at a break-in person? A burglar, a criminal, a murderer, a rapist?
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard. And if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
War now!
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Root, I know a lot. There's a lot of stuff to my brain, but, you know, my listeners know even more than I know. Because, I mean, collectively, all of you, you know, two heads are better than one, and 1,000 heads and 1,000,000 heads are certainly better than one. So I come up with a lot of stuff, but my listeners combined come up with even more than me. And there's a saying I didn't know. Winston Churchill is one of my all-time heroes, but I never heard the saying. Winston Churchill once said, "The best argument against democracy is a five-minute conversation with the average voter." One of my fans sent me that and said, I will change it a little bit. I would say that the best argument against democracy is a one-minute conversation with a liberal commie. And they're right. You know, you speak to the average, not even the average, when you speak to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. There's a paid advertisement for the problem with democracy. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. In any language, that spells dumb, D-U-M-B, and dumber. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, dumb and dumber. We could do a new reality TV show. I am Wayne Allen Root, your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, always think like a blue-collar son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, an American made and proud of it. By the way, the best the best advertisement for capitalism is Obama's about to be a billionaire. Can you imagine? The Obama brand is about to become a billion-dollar brand. Obama will qualify as a billionaire. And Michelle. Barack and Michelle Obama will be billionaires. And if that isn't an advertisement for capitalism, I don't know what is. Because all they ever did was put down capitalism and sell socialism and sell radical ideas and try and make America like Venezuela. And in a capitalist country, knocking capitalism and selling radical socialism made them billionaires. Wow, capitalism really works. It's great. Because in a country like Cuba, you can pitch capitalism and be put in jail and tortured and killed and be made poor for the rest of your life. But in a capitalist country, you can knock capitalism and become a billionaire. It's amazing. So I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that's all wonderful wall. I'm going to ask kicker, not ask kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not, definitely not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the entertainment low-tax capital of America, at least for the moment, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns. That's Las Vegas, Nevada. But we now have an all-blue state, all-blue leadership. All of that may be changing, but for the moment, I'm coming to you from Las Vegas, soon to be Texas, Wyoming, or Florida. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stolz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository, so you know you can trust them. State of Texas trusts them to run the Fort Knox of Texas. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year to learn about buy and sell precious metals. And I've teamed up with the professionals at U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Contact them and ask them about the Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. Great deal. Or any other offer you have on the table from any precious metals dealer, gold dealer, silver dealer, coin shop in the United States of America. They will beat anything out there. If you tell them Wayne Root sent you, call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD. 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. But ask them about the Wayne Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package to start. We love taking calls. Our call number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. You can reach me anytime or email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com. My website's root4america.com. And my Twitter account is @RealWayneRoot, @Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. All right, housekeeping done. Not guilty verdict from Marine who shot an armed invader breaking into his home. The story of Joey Nelson, the active-duty Marine who was arrested and jailed in Westland, Michigan, after shooting an armed subject attempted to break into his home. Several inconsistencies in the case brought forth by Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy. Wow, what boy, you brought down the name Wayne. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy. Kim Worthy, God, you're a terrible person. The case featured accusations of drunken detectives on the scene, failures by police to mention anything about the busted-up door jam of Nelson's home, contradictory statements made by the armed invader and another witness, jail guards who refused to let Nelson speak with his attorney. Nelson isn't the guy who broke in. Nelson is the active-duty Marine who fired at someone who was invading his house. Michael Scott Wilson was the one trying to break into Nelson's home with a pistol in hand. Wilson copped a plea deal for immunity while Nelson faced expulsion from the Marine Corps. Wilson ended up with probation and pled guilty to carry concealed with no license. Meanwhile, Nelson, the guy, the owner of the home, was charged with multiple felonies, including assault with intent to murder, assault with intent to do great bodily harm, assault with a dangerous weapon, and three counts of committing a felony with a firearm. And the trial finally got underway, wrapped up today. Nightmare is over. Not guilty on all charges. God bless America.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with senators today to discuss reports that the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince is connected to the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. After the meeting, Pompeo was asked by reporters again if there's any connection.
There is no direct reporting. connecting Crown Prince to the orders of murder Jamal Khashoggi. That's all I can say.
House Republicans remain in the majority for the rest of the congressional year. Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy from California says they do have a few bills that need to get passed, and funding for the southern border wall is also something that needs to be done.
We've seen what is happening along the southern border. We know we need security down there. I think this is a place that the election is over. I hope the Democrats could find a way now to put politics aside, to actually put people before politics.
Today, the Dow was up 617 points to close the day at 25,366. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Now,
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR now. Before we get to our esteemed guest, Brigitte Nielsen, we will talk about our sponsor of the show, Liberty HealthShare. Healthcare in this country is a disaster, completely unaffordable, covers very little, but there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself, my family's members. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. My kids are members. I put my kids' healthcare in the hands of Liberty HealthShare. That took a lot. I canceled Aetna health insurance, and I bought Liberty HealthShare 2 years ago. I'm entering year three in 1 month, and they saved me $18,000 in year one, $18,000 in year two, $36,000 over 2 years. Could you use an extra $36,000? And then when my son had his wisdom teeth out a couple of months ago, it was a $2,500 bill. They sent me a check for $2,000 of the $2,500. How cool is that? Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period. Follow Wayne Allen Root. No penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or online at libertyhealthshare.org. Check it out. Investigate it. libertyhealthshare.org, and you will come away impressed, and you will join, I promise you, 855-58-LIBERTY. All right, my guest is here, Brigitte Gabriel, terrorism expert, chairman of ACT for America, the largest national security grassroots organization in the United States, and author of the new book, Rise. Brigitte Gabriel, we rise as you enter the room. How are you?
Wayne, thank you. I'm delighted to be back with you.
So, Middle Eastern terrorists are feared to be embedded within the caravan, and as you say that, and as I ask you about that, I'm sure every liberal listening is going, liars, liars, they're liars. They're all peaceful people. They're women with children. There's no Middle Eastern terrorists among them. Wow. Brigitte and Wayne Root are liars and racists and Islamophobes. What say you to that liberal argument?
Well, they can accuse us of lying when there are no facts to back it up, but we do have facts in our case. And as a matter of fact, we have facts going back to 2001, immediately after September 11th, where we know that the drug cartels were working with terrorists who were trying to get into the country through the Mexican border. Actually, Wayne, and you and I have talked about this, back in 2006 when I published my first book titled Because They Hate, when we talked about OTM, Other Than Mexicans, when you would hear pundits on national television talking about the OTMs coming through the border, what they were referring to is they were referring to terrorists and people from countries harboring terrorism, especially countries from the Middle East, who are coming and crossing into America through the Mexican border. So this is no new news here. We also know that Hezbollah has operations in the tri-state in South America, where they actually have command centers, where they actually train their members to speak a little Spanish so they can blend in as they cross into the United States. So the facts are on our side. We don't have to guess. We don't have to pontificate and give our opinion about what's happening at the border. If we look at history, we know that terrorists have used the border to be smuggled in here, working with the drug cartels, and we know that among these people, we cannot say that we are 100% sure that there are no terrorists whatsoever. We would be lying if we would say there are no terrorists within this caravan.
Well, and let's move on from terrorists to just, I've heard again and again liberals tell me the lie that it's mostly women and it's a humanitarian crisis, women and children. And when I saw the video several times over the weekend of the lineup getting food of the refugees and in the caravan getting food in Tijuana, they give them free food twice a day, and they showed them lining up. It was all men. So there's problem number one, military age males. And number two, I don't know if they're terrorists, but I know they're military age males. That's bad news. They're probably gangbangers from Honduras and El Salvador. They love to kill people. They love drug dealing. They love sex trafficking. They love gangs and plaguing wherever they live with crime. So number one, they're all military age male. There were no women or children in sight. And number two, most of them looked away from the camera and put their hands over their face, which tells me they're probably wanted for serious crimes in Honduras and wherever they come from, or Mexico or Guatemala or El Salvador. So you're talking about military-age males, and you're talking about all males, and you're talking about probably wanted criminals separate from the terrorism issue, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what's the sad thing about all this? the story of human trafficking, because the women and children, a lot of them are being used by drug cartels and traffickers. I was reading a story. I was actually giving an interview about a case where we found out a man, supposedly the father with his daughter, who came here because he was bringing his daughter into the United States. They had to take her to a hospital. In the hospital, they found out that she was being raped by the so-called father, who wasn't really her father. He was the trafficker that her mother had given it to him to smuggle into the United States, because he told the mother, once she comes in, then you can come in. And so what we are seeing right now is these drug cartels, these thugs, these gang members are using the men, women and children in the front lines, basically using them as bait. So the cameras would shoot, oh, look at the poor women and children who are being attacked by tear gas, yet all the rest of the caravan is, like you mentioned, mostly males. They are young males. They are very able young males who are able to work, and a lot of them are hiding their faces because, yes, they are afraid. We know that a lot of them are basically involved in gangs. We know MS-13 gang is using the caravan to be smuggled into the United States. I just read a story this afternoon about an MS-13 gang member that admitted of entering the United States while he was embedded within the caravan.
Right. I mean, there's just lots of terrible stories. They're everywhere. And
well, you know,
so cool.
And my book, Rise, I have a chapter titled Terror at the Gates, where I talk about how bad agents, whether they are terrorists, whether they are gang members, whether they are just bad people, use the refugee problem to enter the West. I use the examples of the refugees that have entered Europe, for example. We have seen it over and over again in Europe. The terrorist attacks that were carried out in Europe over the last 2 years are almost all exclusively carried out by bad terrorists, bad agents who came to Europe as, quote, refugees from Syria. Whether it was in Germany, the Christmas market, remember the guy in Germany that mowed people with his car? That entered as a refugee within the refugee population. Whether it was the Ariana Grande concert, it was the son of a refugee that did that terrorist attack. Whether it was the bombing in Belgium. I mean, in my book, I go line after line after line where I detail all the terrorists that came into Europe as refugees, smuggled within the refugee population, that ended up carrying out terrorist attacks. We are also seeing in Europe the cases of gang rape, the cases of bad actors, again, who are involved in sex trafficking doing the same thing. And we're seeing the exact same thing happen in America right now. We're seeing MS-13 gang members coming here, being smuggled through the Mexican border while working with the drug cartels. We know that the drug cartels have used human trafficking and women and children to come to the United States for their own crime, for their own money-making or drug smuggling. And we have also seen terrorists come to the United States through the Mexican border. And this is exactly why we need to shut down this border. The President Trump was correct in sending the military to the border. We must do everything we can to stop them, because if we do not stop them now, we're going to see one caravan after another, after another, after another, and they're going to grow in numbers. Just look at the difference between this caravan and the one that came in 6-7 months ago, the first one that was coming into, I think it was only 1,000 people, the first caravan that came about 8 months ago to the United States. And look at this one. They're going to get bigger, not smaller.
Right, and then you look at this story that came out today, by the way. Today is, I believe, November 28th, right? So it came out today. Yeah, today's the 28th. Swedish women raped in massive numbers, and the authorities are just so busy they can't keep up with it. 22,000 sexual crimes reported to the Swedish police in 2017. 7,370 of them were rapes, an average of 20 reported rapes per day. And of all those rapes, 58% committed by foreign-born from the Middle East and North Africa, southern parts of Africa, and other places outside of Europe. When it came to men sentenced for attempted rape as well as violent rape, where victim and perpetrator did not know each other beforehand, 80% of the men were foreign-born, 40% had only been in Sweden for a year or less. So again, whether you're talking about Muslim refugees, which here you're clearly talking about in this Swedish incident, or whether you're talking about Mexican or Central American, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, You're talking about danger, danger, danger. How can liberal feminists, Brigitte Gabriel, put up with this when they're going to come in the country and they're going to rape and brutalize and sexually assault and beat and murder women? I don't understand how liberal women don't get what's going to happen or what has already happened in countries around the world.
You know why, Wayne? Because they do not know what's happening in the rest of the world. They're not listening to Fox News. They're not listening to people like you and me. They are listening to MSNBC. They are listening to the extreme left, who is telling them these are poor children and poor mothers who are suffering. These are just people coming here. It's a human crisis. They are seeking a better life. They are not sharing with them that what's happening in Sweden, that it has become the rape capital of the world. And it is in direct correlation to the large infiltration of Islamic refugees into Europe. And not only in Sweden, we are seeing the same thing happen in Germany. Remember and New Year's Eve, that one before last, with the gang rape that happened in Germany, the same thing. We're seeing the same thing in France, the same thing in Britain. And all these rise in rape cases are in direct correlation with the rise of Islamic immigration. But in my book, I give one specific example, and this is not necessarily to women. They are raping young boys. In my book, I discuss how in Sweden, a new refugee, they had just imported, I think he was from Iraq, he was in the swimming pool, and he ended up raping a young boy in the bathroom just because he needed a quickie. When the police showed up to arrest him, he was still swimming in the pool. He told the police officers, oh, I just needed a quickie. You know, it was nothing. I just needed to relieve an urge. He talked to them as if it was something so normal, like needing to drink a cup of coffee at 3 o'clock in the afternoon because you just needed to have your cappuccino.
Crazy. Hey, Bridget, we got to run. The music, Bridget. We got to run. I know you get excited. You're like me. You and I are just high-energy, human energizer bunnies. Bridget Gabriel, her book, Rise, and her organization is called Act for America. Thank you, Brigitte.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Senogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Senogenics.com.
War now. Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Rex Pistol is the sponsor of this segment of the show, Rex Pistol. I'm the man who loves the Second Amendment. I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. I've owned many guns. However, my new Rex Pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex Pistol under your tree for Christmas. I've got a beautiful wood grip on my Rex Pistol. It's so cool. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was the torture test done on the Military Arms Channel. Rex Pistol destroyed a leading gun used by military law enforcement and Navy SEALs. Not only did it destroy the gun the Rex Pistol did, but it's only a fraction of the cost. Gotta love that combination. Rex Firearms offer a number of different options from duty to tactical to compact carry to competition. They have the perfect pistol for you. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms, available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including KVAR.com, and that's K, and then you put a dash, and then VAR.com, K-VAR.com. Use the promo code ROOT when you get there for your free holster shipped with your gun. That's KVAR, K, and then you put a dash, and then VAR.com, or head now to your local gun store. I used Ventura Munitions in Las Vegas to pick up my beautiful gun provided by, my beautiful Rex gun provided by the company. Alright, so I was talking to you about Sweden and the women raped. It really is quite a story. It just came out today. I mentioned 22,000 sex crimes reported in 2017. 7,370 of them rapes. Number corresponds to an average of 20 reported rapes per day, twice as many as in 2005. Those are just the reported rapes. In 2012, for instance, only 20% of all rapes are reported to the police, according to Swedish authorities. So the number of rapes is just out of this world. 58% of them, rapists, were foreign-born from the Middle East and North Africa. Getting the police even to file a report of an attempted rape against a woman is, to say the least, difficult. A sign that something is rotten in the Kingdom of Sweden, which calls itself feminist, by the way. You know? Perfect example is in the little town of Deje in central Sweden. An Afghan immigrant, Afghan migrant, who lives at the migrant center of town, recently assaulted, knifed, and attempted to rape a woman, Michaela Blixit, as she was walking her dog in broad daylight. The attacker first kicked Blixit's small dog into the air. See, this is why women should all carry guns, have a CCW. I guess in Sweden you probably can't get one, but carry guns and have a giant, vicious dog. This is why you want a 100-pound German Shepherd that's snarling. Nobody ever touches you. My God, I had a German Shepherd for 10 years. People ran the other way. If you just looked at me, he would go insane. He looked like, a police dog about to kill you. So the attacker first kicked Blixit's small dog in the air, then forced Blixit to the ground, cut her hip with a knife. She managed to escape from her attacker, made it home with her dog, shocked and bleeding. She tried to report the assault to the Swedish police. That effort proved almost impossible. When she called the Swedish Emergency Services phone line, the police refused to even talk to her. They told her that as the attack was no longer in process, she'd have to call the non-emergency number. If you want to report the assault, you'll have to suffer a bit of phone queue, the policewoman warned her. After spending nearly the entire day trying to get through the police on the phone, she drove the next day to the nearest police station in the neighboring town where 24 hours after the assault, police finally took the report. After a visit to the police station, she saw evidence of her sexual assault hanging outside the migrant center. The trousers her attacker had worn had been washed and hung out to dry, but may still have had traces of her blood on them. She notified the police, but they did not have time to come that day to secure the evidence. In fact, according to Blixit, the police did nothing, even though she knew where her attacker lived and could easily have identified him. Blixit wrote about her experience on a local community Facebook page in an attempt to get in touch with another woman who had been raped in the area 2 weeks earlier. Blixit's post was shared thousands of times, which led the police to contact Blixit and admonish her that she was damaging their ongoing investigation, which, according to all appearances, was never ongoing in the first place. The police refused to publicize the description of the perpetrator. This is life in a country run by liberals who want to let in Muslim refugees. This is the life you've got. You're real feminists, aren't they? All you feminist liberals, oh, you should just love the way liberals treat women. They're just such wonderful people. Police refused to publicize the description of the perpetrator, claiming, incomprehensibly, the perpetrator might make the investigation more difficult. Even though the police supposedly had neither the time nor the resources to attend to the attempted rape, they did show up in force when 80 citizens of Deje gathered in a demonstration in solidarity with Blixit and against violence. Two police patrols and a policeman in civilian clothes came to watch over the peaceful event, and once it had ended, charged its organizer with violating the public order, because he had not applied for permission to demonstrate. Swedish police have no problem with migrant rapists. By the way, a migrant rapist who pulled out a knife and cut the woman on the hip. But do not suffer unannounced peaceful demonstrations. It's just the most incredible thing I've ever read, how disgusting liberals are in foreign countries. And it's no different than America. You just have never experienced a liberal up close and personal. God forbid you should ever say something terrible about a person who tries to rape you or murder you, and they happen to be an immigrant, or they happen to be an illegal immigrant, or they happen to be a Muslim refugee, or they happen to be a Central American or Mexican illegal immigrant, and you are now under attack. They'll send the police after you because you're a racist. You're an Islamophobe. You're a horrible person. You try to report a rape by a poor little immigrant or a poor little refugee. That's liberalism, mental illness.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.